Do we lay? Did anyone ever come across the minog to lay Megillas Eicha by day?
Yes.
Okay, well, you're shuli, yes. Later by day?
Not by
shul.
Yes.
Seen it. Are we over here? Yeah. Yes. They lay it by day from a cloth, right? Yeah. But without a bracha. Without a bracha. Without a bracha. Now, so this is a very interesting topic. Is there such an inyan to lay the Megillas Eicha by day? Now, first of all, let's discuss laying it at night. At night, we all know we lay the Megillas Eicha. Let us say you have in your shul a cloth. Okay? If you have a cloth of Megillas Eicha, would you make a bracha? Okay, so this is a very tough question. Okay, it's a tough question to make a bracha. It's a tough question to make a bracha Megillah Seicha at night. Now, what would this be different than making a bracha on Shir HaShirim, Ruos and Koheles? Not necessarily the same. Might be more chomer. It might be more of an what? When Yoshu, what do they do in Yoshu? He makes a bracha. Does he make a bracha on Shir HaShirim, Ruos and Koheles? He does. He works about everything. Does he make a Shachianu on the other ones? Koheles? Koheles? Okay. Now, Eicha, you're not allowed to. Eicha, you don't make, because the bracha is Shachianu. There's no such thing as making a Shachianu on coming to Tisha B'Av. No such thing. You're not happy that we thank you that we have a Tisha. That's ridiculous. So, therefore, you'll never make a Shachianu. So here are all there are different issues. Now, a lot of the issues, in order to appreciate the issues, we have to understand that there is a connection between Tisha B'Av and Purim. Okay, these two are the two opposite ends of the spectrum. There is Purim and there is Tisha B'Av. K'shem mishnichnas af, mishnichnas af, mamatim b'simcha, kach mishnichnas adar marim b'simcha. These two, they relate to one another in many, many ways. In certain ways, they're both sad days. We think that one is a happy day, one is a sad day. Not necessarily. They're both sad days. Because on Purim, what was the end? The end of Purim is nothing. The end of Purim is failure.
Still in Golos.
Nothing has changed. It was an opportunity. It was an opportunity. An opportunity for us to be makir the Ribbono Shel Olam, to see Hashem and to inspire us to bring the good Mashiach. Why didn't Mashiach come at the end of the story of the Megillah? When Klal Yisrael were raised to such a high madriga, this should have brought Mashiach. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Now nothing happened. They didn't even build the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't get permission yet to build the Beis HaMikdash. It took many, many more years. How does the Megillah begin? The historical context of the Megillah is Koresh made an announcement. All of the Jews should go back to Yerushalayim and rebuild the temple. And I'm giving you money. I'm going to pay for it. I'm giving you back the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Go! Gesunde Heit. That was Koresh. Koresh was a very great man. Okay, he gave Klal Yisrael enormous, he gave them the right. And Klal Yisrael, the failure, they did not take advantage. Only a teeny fraction of Klal Yisrael took them up on the offer, and they went back. And they started very slowly building the Beis HaMikdash. What happened shortly thereafter, when they started building? So because Klal Yisrael was not really too interested, after 70 years of Golus, they were very happy with Golus. They weren't too happy. So Hashem said, if you're not interested, I'm not interested. The 10 sons of Haman lived or visited often Yerushalayim, and they made trouble. They sent a letter of accusation, a sitna to Koresh. And guess what happened? The Koresh believed the Lashon Hara. The Jews were rebelling against him, and he issued a stop order. So the construction of the Beis HaMikdash came to an end. And then what happened? Then was the story of Purim. When the story of Purim came to an end, did anything change? Nothing changed. They were not allowed to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Everything remained exactly the same. It was only years later, after Esther had a child, Daryavish, Haparsi, was the son of Achashverosh, wasn't the son, whatever he was, And he said, okay, you know what? I cancel the stop order of the 10 sons of Haman. Even though they died, just because they died didn't cancel. We have this disbelief that when a person who makes a law dies, then their laws die. The laws are annulled. That's a Roman law. If the one who makes the law dies, then the edict is canceled. That was by the Romans. That was not by the Persians. So the 10 sons of Haman, they made a law that the Beis HaMikdash may not be built. The 10 sons of Haman were killed. Business as usual. There's no building of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a major failure. That was the end of the Purim. So we will dance a very happy Purim, but the truth is it's not necessarily so happy. Mitzat Sheni, Purim was a very happy day, right? It was a miracle. We survived. We could have been wiped out. The Hashmi, the Hayar, Gulavit, it's called Hayidim Yad Zavyad Zokhe. Well, you know, Tisha B'Av is also a very happy day. Because Tisha B'Av is the birth of Mashiach. It's an Avel, it's the birth of Mashiach. It's a Yiyu, it says in Farish, Yiyu L'Sasein U'L'Simcha. Okay, they are Minhagim, in fact, they are Minhagim to go and to sweep the floors after Chatzos Nashma. The minute they go and they make the house nice, they clean the house in order to prepare to prepare for in honor of the birth of Mashiach. There's a minug. There's actually Rabbi J.J. Schachter. He says he dug up documents in America where correspondence between people from people, and they in the week before Tisha B'Av, and they said to each other in respect and seriously, may you have a merry Tisha B'Av, a merry Tisha B'Av. It wasn't a joke; they were serious. Because the minig is there is an element of joy on Tisha B'Av. And we today this has been lost from us. But it used to be that children were given the right to make jokes. Like you know, you go on Simchas Torah, there's a children run around, they tie talisim, they make trouble, pranks, and they make holding into a spiel, into a joke. That, you know where that came from? That came from Tisha B'Av. The minig used to be that children were encouraged to go and make light, to make happy Tisha B'Av. The adults would sit on the floor and cry, and the children would go and tie their talisim together and schnapps cups and go and take things and throw things at each other and make some happiness, because it's a happy day. The adults do their thing and the children do their thing. It's a mix. So Tisha B'Av is a happy day and Purim is a happy day. Tisha B'Av is a sad day. Purim is a sad day. What is it? It's both. And thus, both of these days has a Megillah. Purim has a Megillah. We have a Megillah Sester. And Tisha B'Av has a Megillah. Megillah Seicha. This you make a bracha. This you lay at night. And this you lay. There's all the time you lay at night. Okay? Everyone is pulling their hair out. Why? How are you allowed to lay at night on Simchas Torah? No one can figure out. There's no makar for this. To lay at night on Simchas Torah with the bracha, it's about one of the biggest mysteries. Biggest mysteries in halacha. What? That's not so bad. To lay with bracha, Shem Hashem, to make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Kin Hashem, Bocha Banu, to make a bracha. This is one of the biggest mysteries in halacha. How are we allowed to do that? What? There's no such thing as laying at night. It's not in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. It's nowhere in Shulchan Aruch to go make a bracha. What? Mishnah, you don't make a bracha in Mishnah Torah. To make a bracha? You only make a bracha in Chazal Masaket to make a bracha. The Anshei Knesses HaGadoyla made a takana. The Anshei, the minig of Simchas Torah is 450 years old. Anshei Knesses HaGadoyla was almost 2,000 years ago. They set the rules. The rules are you make a bracha on a Sefer Torah Monday and Thursday, on a Tainus Sibur, on Shabbos 6 times, Shabbos 7 times, Yom Kippur 6, Yom Tov 5. They told us every single time when you take out a Sefer Torah, you make a bracha. They did not tell you that you should take out a Sefer Torah and make a bracha on the night of Simchas Torah. They didn't say that. And in fact, there is no precedent ever to make a bracha on a Sefer Torah at night. At night is not a time to learn Chumash. You're not supposed to learn Torah Shebichsav Balayla. It's Osir. Not Osir. We do it anyway. We do everything today. But it's not, according to the letter of the law, you're not supposed to learn Torah Shebichsav Balayla. Not only are we going to learn Torah Shebichsav Balayla, we're going to make a brach on it? It's, wow, what a stretch. But what did Chazal, what were they misaking that we should do? That we should lay Megillas Esther at night, and we should lay Megillas Eicha at night. And Megillas Esther, we lay with the bracha. That's the Takanas Chazal. That's clear. With the bracha, two brachas, three brachas, shachianu. Now you're not going to make a shachianu on the Megillah. The question is, do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha if you do have a klaf? Should you go out and find one? Is it an ideal thing to have a klaf to learn from the Megillah Seicha? On the one hand, yeah, if that's what the takana is, so you should do it the way we're supposed to with a klaf, because then you enhance the element of shemeya ke'oineh. You can't really have a real shemeya ke'oineh unless you have parchment and dioi. If you don't have parchment and dioi, it's a very, very shvach, a very weak shemeya ke'oineh. That's why the haftorah, the svard, the nusach svard, everyone says it to themselves. Because Nusach Sfarad says that you're not going to have a klaf. The meaning was not to have klaf. If there is no klaf, so everyone has to say it themselves to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Shemeya Ke'oine. That's how it has to be. Ashkenazim have a very big problem. Ashkenazim, the meaning was they didn't have klaf. It's a new thing to have klaf. It wasn't always done. And if there is no klaf, how can be Yotze Shemeya Ke'oine? And the place can say there is a solution. The next best thing is 10 people have to be saying it. When the Baal Kriya says it out loud from a Chumash, there has to be really 9 other people saying it softly, not to disturb the voice of the Baal Kriya, and the 9 people together with the Baal Kriya creates a minyan, and now when he's saying it, that koyach from the Chumash can extend to everyone else in the Beis HaKnesses that's just listening and not saying it. I went once to a shul where there was a guy that was obsessed with this. He used to go around and get 9 people to say quietly, together with the Baal Kriya, to say the Haftorah, to read along the Haftorah from the Chumash, so there should be a din of Shemeya Ke'oineh for everyone else in the Tzibur. If you lay it from the Klaf, then that takes away the whole problem. So here, the question over here is, when it comes to the here, so here they are, I don't have answers, so I just want to present to you all of the dilemmas. All of the dilemmas in 2 minutes, all of the dilemmas, and each dilemma touches upon major, major yisoides of what is this all about. First question is, there are a lot of things that are not clear about Megillas Eicha. The first thing that's not clear is, was Megillas Eicha established to be said b'tzibur or to be said b'yachid? Everything that you're going to look about Megillas Eicha, the place to get the answer to is Megillas Esther. That's the solution. That's the technique. You have a question. You have a dilemma. By Megillas Eicha, the answer will be found by Megillas Esther. Question number 1: what's the Takanas Chazal that we should lay Megillas Eicha b'tzibur, or everyone should lay it alone? It makes a lot of sense to say that Takana was you should lay it alone, and that's why we don't find there being a hakpada to make a bracha. Megillas Esther, you have to make a bracha. Megillas Eicha, if you have a klaf, make a bracha. If you don't have klaf, you lay it alone. Why didn't Chazal make a takana that you have to lay it with a bracha? So the answer can be because Chazal's takana was never that it should be read b'tzibur. The takana of laying Megillas Eicha was that every person should read it themselves as a yachid. Why? Why is it different than Megillas Esther? Because Megillas Esther is Pirsume Nisa, to publicize the miracle. There is no Pirsume Nisa on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's not Pirsume Nisa. There's no such principle of Pirsum to be Mepharsim the Churban. There's no such thing. So you don't need Berovam Hadras Melech. So what was the Takana? Everyone laying it yourself. If you're laying it yourself, you don't need a klaf. You don't need a bracha. You're letting it in as an individual, there's no bracha, and you yoytze lechad, that's a takana. Megillas Esther, there's persuma nisa, berovam, you need 10 people, now memel, you have to make a bracha. Megillas Esther is only meant to be said once, period. Okay, so that's, but if you, let's say, anyway, we do it in shul, and now we have a Megillah, okay, so now you have Megillah, so memel, you can lay it with a bracha, but that's not, it's a different nature, it's meant to be said to yechidus. Next question. By Megillas, what about laying it by day? Why is it that Megillas Esther, we lay it at night and by day, and Megillas Eicha, we only lay it at night and not by day? So there are people today that have a minute, there are different Rishonim that speak about, should you lay it by day? Some say yes, some say not. But one thing is for sure, even those who lay it by day, again, do not make a bracha. And that speaks volumes, that the laying it by day is the toikif, laying it by day is much weaker then and letting it at night. Because letting it at night, if you have a cloth, you can make a bracha. But he let it by day, no matter what, no matter what. No one's making a bracha when they lay Megillas Eicha by day. It doesn't exist. Why not? So this is a tough question. One of the very big issues is, this is really the bigger issue is, and this is a shiloh which discussed, what happens if you did not, the tzibur was under curfew, and they were not able to lay Megillas Eicha at night, and now they're laying it for the first time by day. Can they make a bracha on the Megillah that they lay in Megillas Eicha by day? That's the question. The issue is the inyan of lay Megillas Eicha tali in a bechiyah l'dayrais? It's tali in not the churban. Here's a very big chiddush. The site. Why do you lay Megillas Eicha? The churban beis hamikdash? Is that why? Not necessarily. You lay Megillas Eicha to commemorate the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim. Svei Dinin in Tisha B'Av. You fast. We fast why? As the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we're fasting. Megillas Eicha? Nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing. The laying of Megillas Eicha is purely directed to the acceptance of Lashon Hara over of Eretz Yisrael, which resulted in now being a Bechil Adorais. A whole different reason. Hailuchud v'hailuchud. That is why you only lay at night. Because that night was the time when the Meraglim came back and spoke Lashon Hara. This creates for us a very big problem this year. Because this year, it's not the night, the night of the ninth. It's not necessarily a problem, so we commemorate the night of the ninth on Mitzvah Shabbos. But it's a different din. It's a yes. The irony. Why are they Megillas Eicha? Because Eicha was a prediction by Yirmiyah that there's going to be a churban beis hamikdash. You know, it doesn't really say that in the Megillah. It doesn't speak about the beis hamikdash in the Megillah. It talks about churban Eicha Yoshev. It talks about churban. The churban is being traced. It's really about Eretz Yisrael. The churban is not about the beis hamikdash. It's a churban of the land. We learned Eicha together once upon a time. Eicha is describing the churban ha'aretz, not the churban beis hamikdash. The churban ha'aretz was when the Meraglim spoke lashon hara about the aretz, and the Klal Yisrael accepted it. That took place at night. It's a whole different element, a whole different dimension to the Megillah. It adds another very tough question, Nordic question. Noshim, are women chayiv in Megillas Eicha? You never heard they are. Everyone is scratching. Only we have safe over here. Mamish is scratching their heads. The poiskim there, they losing sleep over this. Why not? Why is Megillas Eicha any different than Megillas Esther? Megillas Esther, every woman has to hear the Megillah. And when it comes to Megillas Eicha, no such thing. Why not? They're scratching their heads like crazy to find out, figure out why. It's very simple. Megillas Eicha is because of the acceptance of Lashon Hara. It's Beferish and Chazal, the Noshim did not accept. Vayivku ha'am ba'layla ha'hu, it was the men who cried, not the women. The women did not accept the report, the evil report. They rejected it. They are not responsible for the Churban Ha'aretz. For the women, it's not a Bechil Adoris. For the men, it's a Bechil Adoris. Not for the women. The male and women have no Shaykhis in Megillas Eicha. I mean, they lay Megillas Eicha because, you know, it's all part of the team. Okay, they're all part of the team. They're going to lay. But it's not rooted in Noshim. It's only at night. It's not for Noshim. It's really a din of the yachid. A din of the yachid. It's not a din in the tzibur. Why is that? There's no persume nisa. You're not mefarsim. We're not lucky to be mefarsim churban. And also, lashon hara, another reason why it's all the yachid is because this is the favorite. This is that today's daf. Yesterday's daf is the ikur lashon hara is always one person to the next. You don't hear people getting up in the front of the bima after davening, Rabbeisai, let me tell you the latest scoop. This guy is a menudo, this guy is a Russia, and this person, you know what, there, this guy did yesterday, you're not going to believe what I saw him do. You don't see, that's not, the Gemara says, The derech of Lashon Hara is b'chashoy. That's why the Ketores is mechaber on the chet Lashon Hara, because you whisper. You whisper the Lashon Hara from one person to the next. That's the nature. The Mela Eicha is coming to commemorate the acceptance of Lashon Hara. The nature of Lashon Hara is b'chashoy, from man to man. No public announcements. That's why the Ikar HaDin is everyone shall lay in the Megillah themselves. And that's why there's no bracha and there's no need for a klaf. You only need a klaf when you don't know how to read and someone has to read it for you and you need to come on to Shemea Ko'ineh. And now you have 10 people and a klaf, a Sefer Kodesh, so mainly you make a bracha. You make a bracha. These are all outgrowths of things that are not Ikar HaDin. The Ikar HaDin was every Yochid lanes the Megillah themselves. Today, unfortunately, we don't know how to lane. So someone has to do it for us. We have to listen. We have to listen. Should make oni, need a klaf, need a klaf, make a bracha. Also explains why the minig, very bizarre minig, is why the, a lot of shuls, they switch off to a lot of people. You don't have that anywhere else. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? So they have a klaf. So what? So one person should read the whole Megillah for everyone. Why is everyone switching off so quickly? You get one? It's because Me'ikar HaDin Megillas Eicha should be said by every single person alone. That's the Ikar HaDin. The Ikar HaDin, every single person should say it themselves. So today we don't do that because it's not practical for various reasons. But at least to preserve the flavor of how it was meant to be read, we distribute it amongst the most people that we can. That's why we do it that way. We have to distribute it to preserve the minhag. It has an entirely different nature. And also, and if you don't do it at night, you do it by day. That's another shayla. So chor is part, that's why by day it's not an ikar. Because the ikar is, when you focus on bayivku, balayla hahu, megillah seich is a night thing. We read it again. You know, liyasar seis, it's the theme of the day. Okay, there are other reasons, so we do it again. But this yisoid really opens up, answers everything. It changes the dynamics of the whole Megillah Eicha. It's nothing to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It is solely related to the night of the ninth of the acceptance of the slanderous report of Eretz Yisrael. The male is every yoch like Lashon Hara. Noshim are not shaykh in this. And what was the third thing I told you? And that's why we only at night, not the dafka at night and not by day. All right. So what's the New York?